You know that feeling when you are scrolling through your phone at 2 in the morning because your brain won't shut off, and somewhere in the back of your mind, you think this is fine because literally everyone does this. Or when you've been running on fumes for so long that exhaustion feels like your baseline, like your default setting, and you genuinely can't remember what it was like or what it felt like to wake up rested. That was me for a very long time, for years. And I thought that's just how life worked for capable people. And it turns out it was dead wrong. And if you're listening to this right now with that same tight feeling in your chest, that same background hum of stress that never quite goes away, this show is for you. And hey, you guys, welcome to Listen Bitch. I'm Brandon Lynette, and I'm happy to have you tuning into the show today. I am here 4 days a week talking about what it actually takes to step into your potential, especially when your brain works a little differently than the world expects it to. I do coach people with neurospicy brains, okay, all the fun neurodivergent stuff. I coach them into taking massive responsibility for creating their future with God. You guys, happiness already exists inside of you, and I just help you cultivate that. Not in spite of how your brain works, but because of it, okay? The way you're wired is not a mistake. It's not a glitch. It is part of the calling that God put in your life. And yes, there's a price that was already paid for you to walk into that freedom. So let's stop pretending that we're broken and start building the life that we were actually made for. Quick note before we dive in today, I'm actually looking for sponsors who get this message. If you got a brand that aligns with helping people step into their potential, that values mental health and faith and doing life differently, please hit me up. Let's build something together that actually serves people instead of just selling them shit that they don't need. Yeah, you guys, I didn't realize this wasn't normal until recently, you know? Like, and by recently, I mean in like the last couple of years. I'm talking about the constant exhaustion. And the cool thing is, okay, I've kind of recalibrated my schedule this past week. I started going back to the gym. Yay for me. And it has like flipped my world upside down. Like I'm dragging. But what has gotten really exciting for me, and this probably tells my age a lot. Obviously, I do the Apple Watch, so I have the health app. And I am so excited this week waking up to my sleep score every day. Like I cannot wait to see what my sleep score was because I've been very intentional about working on this. And so today's my highest score was like a 95, which is incredible for me. But yeah, the constant exhaustion, the way my body felt like it was always bracing for impact. Like even when nothing bad was happening, I was just ready for the other shoe to drop, right? Overthinking, you guys, that turned every single decision into a full-blown mental debate. I was like paralyzed. And the need for all the chaos just to feel alive, I created the chaos. I fueled the chaos. And I'm like, that's where I thrive. It was just to feel motivated enough to do anything. Like I had to wait until the clock was ticking and there was a finish line and, you know, can I make it? I thought that's what high functioning looked like. Okay. I thought stress was just a part of, you know, being responsible. I thought rest was something you earned after you burned yourself out enough to deserve it. You know that bullshit hustle culture. Okay. No, we don't preach hustle culture here. But here's the kicker. Because of that culture, I was praised for it. You know, growing up, being intense, like that's a good thing, right? Being driven, it's a good thing. That's what we're taught. We're taught that. Push through when you're tired. We're taught that. That's what strong people do. I kept doing it. And I'm like white knuckling my way through life, through my calling, through discipline, through my work. And I called it my work ethic, calling it faith, convincing myself that if I wasn't grinding, I wasn't honoring what was given to me. And I actually believe that slowing down meant I was lazy. And that, you know, peace meant I was wasting time, and that if I wasn't stressed, I wasn't doing enough. But something shifted. And I started noticing that other people weren't living like this, like actually noticing. And I would be talking to someone, and they would just mention taking a day off just because they felt like it. And I would be stunned, like a day off from what? There always has to be something that we're working on, right? So I'm like, wait, you could just rest without guilt? One of the hardest things for me to do, when my husband is off on the weekends is to sit still on the couch next to him. It drives me bananas, and I'm like training myself to just like, it's fine. Watch some trash TV, disconnect from the world, disconnect from your work. My office is going to be there the next day, right? But I used to think like, how do people do this without, a whole plan to justify this stuff? And I see people setting boundaries without spiraling into that people-pleasing panic. And I would think like, how are they not freaking the fuck out right now? So I started paying attention to how my body felt like in those calm moments. And it's wild because like peace at first kind of feels unsafe, a little bit eerie. Like my nervous system was so used to running on high alert that anything less felt like I was dropping the ball. And that's kind of when it hit me. This isn't normal. I felt what cortisol was doing to my body, and that's what's happening when you're running in fight or flight. And this is the survival mode that I mistook for my personality. Nervous system that got stuck in fight or flight and forgot there were other options. And this is what happens when you spend so long adopting to chaos that you forget what baseline is supposed to feel like. Like imagine you're driving a car, you guys, and the check engine light's been on for so long. And bitch, I know you've done this, that like you don't even see it anymore. You just don't see it. You've gotten used to the rattling sound. My daughter just used to turn the music up really fucking loud so she didn't have to hear it. You've adjusted to the way it pulls to the left, or you've convinced yourself that that's just how the car drives. And then one day someone else gets in it and says, dude, your car is literally falling apart. And you're like, no, it's fine. It's always like this. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You get so used to operating dysfunction that you normalize it. You have called this your personality. You call it just how you are, and you build an entire identity around surviving instead of just thriving. And if you've got a neurospicy brain, oof, listen, bitch. Your brain already works harder to regulate itself than a normal brain. You're already processing more stimuli. You're managing more internal noise, and you're fighting more battles that no one in the fucking world can see. So when you add survival mode on top of that, it's like running a marathon with a weighted vest and convincing yourself that everyone else is doing the same thing. And they're not. They're just not. Like, if you're the person like me where, you can't just sit still on the couch during a movie because your brain is already 3 steps ahead, planning tomorrow, not to mention the worst thing, and I know my family hates watching movies with me. Everything is so predictable. Like, I could write the scripts myself and I probably could do a better job. So that doesn't keep me engaged. I already know what's going to happen. I already know the ending. It takes a lot to find something that really even shocks me anymore. So I'm already just like thinking about what I should have done better yesterday, what I need to do this week. And it's that mental to-do list that never ends, and then I always like beat myself up for taking longer breaks than I should, like today. Okay. I haven't cuddled my kid on the couch and just like been in her presence for a while. And I did that this morning. And then I went back and did it again. And part of me, it's crazy because like I love she's growing and the cuddles are few and far between. And I sat there and I'm like, man, I should have already had this done. I should have had this done. There's always just something else you should be doing, right? You're the friend who says yes to everything because saying no feels like you're letting people down, even though you've already stretched so thin you could barely breathe. You're the one who lies awake at night replaying conversations, wondering if you said the wrong thing, if you came across weird, if people are mad at you for reasons you can't even name, and it flares up at the worst times when you finally get a break. Your body crashes so hard you could barely function. When things are going well, you start bracing for the other shoe to drop. And when someone compliments you, you deflect it because accepting it feels too vulnerable. It feels too risky. When you try to rest, your brain screams at you that you're wasting time, that you're falling behind, that everyone else is just doing more and you're just sitting here like a lazy piece of shit. The truth is, you weren't built this way. You're conditioned. Somewhere along the line, You learn that stress equals safety, that chaos equals productivity, that rest equals failure. And those beliefs got wired so deep in your brain that they became automatic. That's what we call the default mode network. They became your operating system. They became the lens through which you saw everything. And the brain is wild. Like, I am obsessed, you guys. Neuroplasticity is real. Your brain physically changes based on what you practice. And if you practice stress, your brain gets really good at stress. If you practice overthinking, your brain is going to build new pathways for overthinking. If you practice living in survival mode, your brain's going to default to survival mode even when there's nothing to survive. It's like training a muscle. That's what you've done. The same movement over and over, that muscle is going to get strong. But listen, bitch, if you're training the wrong movement, you just get really good at something that's hurting you. So what do you do about it? How do you rewire a brain that's been running the same program for years, maybe decades, maybe lots of decades for some of us? And the thing is, you start small, okay? You start with awareness. You start noticing when your body's in fight or flight mode and you're not actually in danger. You start catching the thoughts that are trying to tell you rest is lazy and has you questioning whether that's even true. You start practicing. Yes, practicing. What it feels like to be calm, to be still, to exist without a crisis to solve. Because here's what I've learned. God did not design you to live this way. He didn't call you to a life of constant exhaustion and emotional shutdown. He didn't pay the price for your freedom so you could spend your whole life white-knuckling your way through stress and calling it faithfulness. That is not the abundant life he promised. That is not the peace that passes understanding. That is not what stepping into your potential looks like. Stepping into your potential means taking massive responsibility for your nervous system. It means saying shit like, okay, I've been operating this like this for a long time and I don't have to keep doing it. It means being willing to feel awkward and uncomfortable as you learn a new way of being. It means letting go of the identity you built around being the one who can handle anything, because that identity was costing you everything. You gotta start paying attention to your body. Like when your shoulders are up by your ears and your jaw is clenched, or when your breathing is super shallow, you notice that. And when you do something about it, you take the breath. You put your shoulders back. You step outside in the fresh air for 2 minutes. You don't wait until you've earned the rest. You rest because your body needs it, period. You start setting boundaries, even tiny ones. You say no to one thing this week that you would have said yes to out of guilt. You let a text sit unanswered for an hour without spiraling. You give yourself permission to disappoint someone without making it mean that you're a terrible person. You have to start reframing what productivity actually means. And it's not about how much you do. It's about whether what you're doing is aligned with where God is calling you. And sometimes the most productive thing you can do is stop. Sometimes the most faithful thing you could do is rest. And sometimes honoring your calling means protecting your energy instead of just like plowing through it. And you start by talking to yourself differently. When the voice in your head says, like, you're lazy, you're behind, challenge it. When it says you're not doing enough, okay? This one comes at me a lot. Like, Brandon, you're not doing enough. Like, compared to what? Snap back. Not doing enough compared to what? And when it says slowing down is dangerous, you remind it that you're not in survival mode anymore. One of the greatest things gotten me through a lot of things is I'm safe and I'm loved. I'm here. I am safe. I am loved. Like, you're safe. You're allowed to be at peace. You're allowed to feel good without waiting for the other shoe to drop. And this isn't about fixing yourself because, bitch, you're not broken. This is about unlearning the patterns that keep you safe when you need them and learning new ones that actually serve the life that you're building now. It's about recognizing that just because something was normal for you doesn't mean it has to stay that way. And I'm telling you, the moment I realized this, like I really realized it, everything has shifted. And it's compounded. It is compounded into something so phenomenal that I can't even explain, you guys. There's been a shift in the past couple of weeks, and there's this knowing of like you're just on the right fucking track. and it is peaceful and it is confident and it is bold and it is loving and it is just being, being. I stop feeling guilty for resting. I stop needing chaos to feel alive, and I stop mistaking stress for a purpose. And the craziest part, I have not become less productive. I've become more effective. I'm actually doing more now than I was before. I know, make that make sense. That's part of like the NeuroSpicy Club. Welcome to my world. I did not lose my edge. It's getting sharper. And the only thing that happened is I stopped bleeding out every single day trying to prove I had one. So if you're sitting there thinking, wait, other people don't live like this, you're right, they don't. And you don't have to either. This is your permission slip to stop normalizing dysfunction. This is your invitation to start building a life that doesn't require you to be in process. Bleh. I know words. Doesn't require you to be in crisis mode to feel valuable. God put a calling on your life, and that includes rest, it includes peace, it includes joy, and it doesn't have to be earned. You are not too much, you are not too broken. You're not failing. You just finally are waking up to the fact that the way you've been living isn't the only way to live. And that's not a problem. That's the beginning of everything changing. So, you guys, if this hit you, do me a favor, like this episode. Please subscribe to the show wherever you're at, the Listen Bitch Podcast, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble. Leave a written review, seriously, because those help more than you think. Head over to brandonlynette.com, sign up for all things happening over there. You can find my books as well. And if this episode gets you and you're like, man, I can relate to so much of this, and you feel like you need that one-on-one help, please set up a free fix my shit call. We can just have a quick chat and we can see if there's anything I can do to help you move the needle forward towards your potential. Okay. I just want to say thanks for being here and thanks for doing the work. You guys are made for more than survival, so let's work on building something better.